So, Commissioner, a nice display here for the South Carolina Department of Agriculture at the Southeast Fruit and Vegetable Conference. What does South Carolina's presence at an event like this mean?
Well, we have two arms here. We have our regulatory folks, and then we have our marketing folks, and both of those are critical for production in South Carolina. And being at shows like this, it's important for our farmers who come to this meeting, and this meeting has been growing every year. It's important for them to see their Department of Agriculture here involved on a bigger scale than what they might think if they didn't see us here. It doesn't change what we do. It just reminds them how much we do.
And speaking of that, I've seen a large South Carolina contingent of farmers here, but also there's that importance of working across state lines with other departments of agriculture. As a matter of fact, I believe you're going to be meeting with a new ag commissioner soon.
Well, we have a new commissioner in Georgia, young Tyler Harper, and then we actually have a new commissioner in Georgia, in Florida as well, Wilton Simpson. So we want to talk about what regional collaborations are out there that we could promote that will help farmers in all three states. And whether it's accessing new markets, for example, the Department of Agriculture in Florida manages the school nutrition program. Well, what if that were the case over several states and we moved product between us to serve all of those outlets? So it's things like that that we want to talk about. And next month, we'll all be together in Washington at the NASDA meeting. So I think we'll continue those conversations there.
Of course, there's also some good-hearted competition that goes on between the various states as well.
Yeah, we don't mind competition, and our farmers certainly are aware of that. But for South Carolina being the smallest of those three that we talked about, the net benefit to South Carolina should be obvious if we can access more markets while we coordinate market share with others as well. So I'm excited about what those possibilities can be.
How long has South Carolina had a presence here at the Fruit and Vegetable Conference?
Well, heck, I've been in office 18 years, so we've been here at least 18 years. I don't know how long the show, I'm sure in the brochure it'll tell you. I do know that the last count, this show was somewhere between 1,600 and 1,800 people attending from a good swath of the United States. So being right here on the edge of South Carolina, we'll call it, it's important for our farmers and it's important for the Department of Agriculture. But I don't know how long it's been going on. I'm sure they can find that out.
Yeah. Commissioner, anything you'd like to add?
Well, this is January and it's meeting season, so this is the first big one. We've talked about it before. We'll have a month full of FaceTime with our farmers, really to hear what 2023 looks like. I'm afraid I know in that these input costs have more than caught up with the market, and now costs of money and things like that are following suit. So we want to be there to hear their concerns for the coming year and make sure we're positioned in the department to do as much as we can to help mitigate those challenges.
South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, as always, nice to see you face-to-face. Thanks so much.
Good to see you, Mike. Thanks for being down here.